Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM.
And save $50 on select Weber Spirit grills. Plus, get free assembly and delivery on any grill $3.99 and up only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only through September 3rd. Store stock only. See participating store for scheduling and details.
Coming up on the Gym Class, Kirk Ferentz meeting the media today in Iowa City. We'll hear from the Hawkeye coach. Also, we'll talk some Major League Baseball. Big news out of St. Louis today. Joe Sheehan from the Joe Sheehan Baseball Newsletter will be joining us. And we start things off with a special guest. It's all coming up on the Gym Class here for a Tuesday on KGYM. Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. Stand by, Mark. Coming your way here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. We run a very relaxed ship here. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer here today. Kirk Ferentz talking with the media earlier on today in Iowa City. And we will we'll talk about a typo. And other things, football coming up here in just a little bit. Joe Sheehan will be joining us as well. As we mentioned, big news out of St. Louis as we will talk about the new permanent Cardinal manager. That made official in the last 15 minutes or so. But Mark, we got good news and bad news. We have a special guest today here in the studio to start things off today. That is the good news. The bad news is it's probably the last time said special guest will be in studio for a while.
Well, we hope not. Our friend Mia O'Brien from CBS2, sadly going to leave town. She's headed for Jacksonville, Florida. And if you recall, she was in studio not so long ago visiting with us and accepting her championship trophy that she won in the CBS2 KGYM NCAA basketball tournament bracket. Sadly, she returned that today and...
Sadly.
It's good to have you one last time.
Thanks. Yeah. I'm very honored that, you know, I was here at the right time. It's like I planned it to show up at 2:40 right before the show. And then, hey, why don't you come on the show for a quick 2 minutes here? So, but no, I can't thank the people of Eastern Iowa enough. It's a dream first job. And the fact that I was here 3 years, if you're not familiar with the TV business, most kids only end up staying in their first job for a year to 2 years, but it's just something about the people here, and I've been very blessed to have had the honor of sharing your stories and the fact that you've all opened up your hearts to me as I have worn my heart on my sleeve, and everyone has been nothing but Iowa nice, and I'm forever grateful for that.
Tell us about your new gig.
Yeah, so I'm going to be a sports anchor reporter down at the ABC-NBC affiliate in Jacksonville, Florida, First Coast News. Obviously, Jacksonville, unfortunately, was in the media this past weekend for all the wrong reasons. It was very affirming, though, to see how my new station covered that tragedy, and I'm very honored to have been welcomed into that newsroom and that station. So I'll be leaving here. My final day on the air at KGIN is this Friday. I will be headed down in mid-September, or the second week of September, down to Jacksonville. So I'll have the opportunity to obviously cover the Jaguars, as well as the PGA, Florida State, Georgia. I heard high school football is pretty good down there, too, and high school sports. So I'm very excited for the next step, but I am deeply, deeply indebted and will miss Eastern Iowa.
I like how, you were at Gilbertville last week covering eight-man football, and now you're going to be going down to Florida to take a look at high school football where, you know, they do some weird things down there. You got IMG Academy down there these quarterbacks are coming
Florida,
from.
Florida, you know, it's a pretty big place, Scott.
Right.
So I'm very curious just and very interested just to see the different sections of Florida. I've really only ever been to Disney World, my grandparents' winter house in Fort Myers, and Miami. That's really it. So I'm very excited to explore a new unchartered part of the United States. If you consider that other portion of the country to be the U.S. So
there's like three different sections of Florida.
Yeah.
So they all meld into one.
Yes.
I guess. But you'll be kind of flying in there and landing on your two feet and just flying into action with football season. Going
exactly.
On,
so. I'm flying down the day before the NFL start, or the start to the NFL season. So I will be thrust right in from the get-go, which is the way I like it. But the big thing for me is I've been very honored again, and I hate to keep using that word, but it's true, with this station that I will be joining. They really appreciate the storytelling craft that I bring to the table, and so that's something I'm really looking forward to honing even more down there. And I've obviously been very fortunate to share lots of great stories of Eastern Iowa athletes these last 3 years, and so looking forward to only doing bigger and better.
Awesome. Well, our loss is Florida's gain. Northeast Florida.
We were joking that there was a trade made. You guys have a new staff member here at
That's
the
right.
radio station from Florida. So he was the player to be named later. And I don't know. I think you guys got the better end of it, but we'll see.
He also said we get an international contract signing bonus, too.
And extra moolah. So, yes. We like that.
So, that's how it all evens out.
Shovel, Mia.
It's going to be weird. I was packing boxes this morning, and I did pack the whatever they're called, things that you put in your car, like the what is it called? The carpet, but it's like the harder, those things are called.
Okay.
In the snow, you put that on the carpet so that you're not like scuffing up the carpet in the car. Yeah, I don't think I used those once in my 3 years here. Sorry, Mom. And
she was just looking out for you.
Yeah, and I was packing it, and I'm like, why? I'm not going to. Okay, well, we're just going to pack it just in case. That and the snow shovel. We're packing them just in case.
Well, dyed in the wool Iowa fans will tell you, au contraire,
the Gator Bowl,
it does get very cold in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Because the coldest night in Jacksonville history to that date was the evening of, 83?
83 Gator Bowl.
When Iowa played Florida.
And it's about 20 degrees and just miserable.
Still not as cold as the Pinstripe Bowl.
No,
but that was a home game for you.
I'm not complaining.
You're not complaining about that and not complaining about Florida.
Yes.
I'm just saying it could happen. Yeah. It could happen, but it'll, So I know where to go now. I have an in at TPC Sawgrass. So I am very happy, but saddened that you will be leaving us.
I appreciate you guys having me on one last time. It means a lot, and I'm glad I'm able to thank you, the people of Eastern Iowa, once again.
All right. Well, have fun.
Thanks.
Say hi to us.
I will. I'll still be on the Twitter and all that good stuff. And actually, if I could give a quick shout out, my new local sales manager down in Jacksonville, Rob Layden, is actually a Hawkeye. And he is a very big Hawkeye fan because he went to Iowa. And so that was during my interview. He made me feel right at home because he heard me say Iowa and he piped in and yelled out, "Go Hawks!" And then had to tell me all about how he loves tweeting at Morehouse and Doctorman. So there still will be a Hawkeye connection there, and there always will be one for me.
All right. Todd, welcome. How are you?
I came to bury the hatchet. Not literally, but figuratively.
Explain.
Well, there's been a little bit of a rivalry with Mia recently, dating back to the Royce Lewis promotion. but I came to say goodbye, and I wanted to offer her a parting gift, since she's now going to be living in Jacksonville.
The Terry Swales bobblehead?
Which is the site of one of the... not the greatest Iowa Bowl performances of all time, the Tax Slayer Bowl, which I think most of us have purged from our memories. But do you like Italian?
Yes.
I'm going to... this is your parting gift. Casa Dora.
Ooh.
108 East Forsyth Street, very near the landing in Jacksonville. Ask for Freddy and tell him that I sent you.
Ask for Fredo.
You got that, man?
I got that. And coincidentally enough, did you know that the Tax Slayer Bowl was the bowl the year before I got here? So we're bookending this Jacksonville experience.
Thankfully, they've changed it back to Gator Bowl, though.
Yes.
Is there a backstory you want to share on that, Todd? Or
on Casa Dora?
On Freddy?
Freddy?
Yeah.
It's the best cheesecake I've ever eaten in my life.
Okay.
It was right near the media hotel, and I think we ate three meals there. We were there for... well, they don't serve breakfast. Lunch and dinner.
Nice.
Yeah. No, it's good. Good stuff.
And a repeat.
It's, there's a picture of James Gandolfini on the wall.
Oh, perfect.
Lots of...
a great New Jersey resident.
Theater right now. And by the way, I'd like to congratulate Mia for picking up or ditching her regional dialect something that they work on very, very diligently in television. She's leaving. She could work anywhere and fit seamlessly.
That's right. You have that Midwest dialect.
That they say that the Iowa dialect is what television anchors aspire to. I'm very fortunate in that I've also picked up a vocal coach over the last year who has helped me in that department, even beyond just being surrounded by the wonderful people with their wonderful dialect here in Iowa. So I've made sure my T's and my K and ah and all that is on par. But also, I mean, just being in Iowa certainly has helped. I don't talk like I'm from New Jersey anymore.
Anytime you can pronounce Maquoketa.
Maquoketa?
Not Maquoketa or anything like that.
Or, no, people were impressed yesterday. Camilo Tungamoa.
Yeah.
That was,
from Iowa
yes,
State.
Yes, yeah. that was the one last night.
That's Casa Dora Italian Restaurant, 108 East Forsyth Street, like Logan Forsyth, the twin second baseman. Freddie. Tell him that Todd sent you.
Dora,
like, Jacksonville.
You're like Carson giving away gift certificates on the show.
That, a fine set of luggage that we'll give Mia here as a parting gift. And everybody gets a two-night stay at the Beverly Hilton Hotel.
The Beverly in Ayrshire.
You find it, Mark?
Yes, multiple listings.
It's at least 3.5 stars on Yelp.
Yeah, I'm looking at the... menu and yeah.
Does it have a picture of Freddie?
I think I'll pass on the eggplant parmigiana.
Ooh, no, that's the good stuff.
That's the good stuff?
Yeah. At least back home. I don't know about down in Jackson.
And who are you gonna ask for?
Freddie.
Okay.
There you go.
By the way, Mia should be warned that Jacksonville smells like coffee. Parts of it. So if you're a coffee drinker, you got that going.
Well, ironically enough, Freehold, New Jersey, can you name the other famous resident, is home to the largest Nestle factory in the state of New Jersey. So I woke up at the bus stop every morning smelling coffee.
I woke up at some bus stops when I was a student at Iowa.
Not smelling coffee?
Yeah, I wasn't smelling any coffee. Maxwell House, I believe, is the coffee that's made in Jacksonville.
Uh-huh.
And their plant was right by the... right by Everbank Stadium. I've purged 98% of the memory.
Her
of that
new
bowl
station
game.
Is situated between what used to be known as the Gator Bowl, Everbank Field.
Now it's called TIAA Field, right. Everbank Stadium.
And the minor league baseball park.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you're very close to
Freddie.
If you're close to Freddie and you're close to the Maxwell House Coffee Factory.
This portion of Jacksonville Regional News.
That's 108 East Forsyth Street in downtown Jacksonville. Tell them Todd sent you. Ask for Freddie.
Brought to you by the Jacksonville Chamber of Commerce. Mia, we'll miss you.
Thanks, guys. It's been real. It's been fun. And I look forward to coming back and visiting.
There is Kirk Ferentz news today we'll get to. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball coming up with Joe Sheehan. We'll do that next. It is a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM. We are presented by Third Base Brewery. You can ask for Freddie there, too.
See what happens. Indeed.
And they are located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, locally owned and operated. Back with more after this.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years, with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
This is summertime. This is summertime at Target Field. This is summertime at Target Field with your friends. This is summertime at Target Field with your friends and a beer in your hand.
Hey, ice cold beer, get your beer.
This is summertime at Target Field with your friends and a beer in your hand as the Twins hit a home run. This, yeah. This is how we baseball. Minnesota Twins, single game tickets on sale now. Visit twinsbaseball.com.
Chad!
Friday afternoon at 3, tune into 106.3 FM for the KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard.
The Gym will be coming to you live from Clear Creek, Amana, before their matchup with Fairfield. Zach Mackey will be your host alongside Gary Fickle. Countdown to kickoff with us as we chat with coaches and athletes and get you ready for high school football action. The KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard Friday afternoon at 3 on The Gym.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during The Gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Back with the other gym class at 3:19. We're going to talk some Iowa football happenings coming out of Iowa City today. We'll hear from Kirk Ferentz coming up in just a little bit. And we will do that around the corner as your local programming block coming underway. Twins and the Indians coming up later on 107.5 FM tonight. And that will be at 7 o'clock. A lot of baseball news coming out today, and we're going to bring in our next guest, and that is Joe Sheehan, the Joe Sheehan Baseball Newsletter, and joining us to talk Major League Baseball here on this Tuesday afternoon. And Joe, gosh, I wish something was going on today. How you doing?
Not bad, so.
Hey, can't complain, can't complain. News just broke within the last half hour or so as the the St. Louis Cardinals, I don't know if it's a surprise move. Maybe it shouldn't be with the way the Cardinals have been playing, but Mike Schilt is now going to be the permanent manager in St. Louis, and they've given him a three-year contract. What do you think about that?
It's funny. I spent all day today basically thinking about Mike Schilt. I just wrote earlier today about kind of going into the last 38 games for the Cardinals, looking at the decisions that he's made and trying to evaluate what is different. And when you dig into it, you find that, you know, Schilt's actual decisions, you know, he put Dexter Fowler into the lineup. He didn't play Harrison Bader until everybody else got hurt or traded. You look at the bullpen, and the underlying numbers in the bullpen don't really support the run prevention. So all I was trying to do today was say, hey, look, this is what the decisions the guy actually has made have done. And, of course, they come out and they give him a three-year extension. And now Cardinals fans seem really happy because they're 26-12 under him. But when you actually look into the performance, this just seems like an overbid. I'm never a fan of falling in love with the interim manager, even when the interim manager has a history with the organization. I think the Cardinals have fallen in love with the manager. They've fallen in love with 26-12. And I don't think he's Mike Matheny, but I don't think Mike Schilt necessarily warranted not going through a full search.
Phillies pick up Joey Batts today. What'd you make of that, Joe?
Just a bench guy. You know, the Phillies have really, you know, had offensive issues. It's been the real hole in their game. They're just trying to add some runs somewhere. I think he'll help them out as a bench bat. Remember, you know, they picked up his dribble Cabrera from the Mets as well. They added Wilson Ramos. They're just really trying to add offense wherever they can. Bautista is not going to be a difference maker. And I say that every now and then, you know, somebody is Cesar Cedeno 85 and goes absolutely nuts. But likely it's not Bautista just bolsters what was, just before the trade deadline, one of the worst benches I've ever seen.
Speaking of picking up people lately, the Chicago Cubs get Murphy coming in. They get Hamels before the trade deadline. It seems like no matter who it is, every player the Chicago Cubs pick up suddenly turns into an instant Hall of Famer. Is it just good luck? Explain.
Well, certainly a good organization, and there's something to be said for the fact that they're picking guys who they believe are going to fit and play well. You look at Hamels. You know, he's actually having one of his better years for 3 months and then was terrible in July. There's a lot of talk about whether that would hurt his trade value. But when you, again, talk about these underlying numbers, you look at velocity and spin rate. I think the Cubs recognize that his stats, his output in July, even though that lowered his trade cost, didn't actually reflect how well he was pitching. So you go get a Cole Hamels, you put him in front of a much better defense in Chicago, and you get these kind of results. Guys, I got to tell you, I was surprised that all those National League contenders – some of which have some holes at second base, allowed David Murphy to slip through waivers. Final year of a contract, owed about, I want to say, $4 or $5 million left for the rest of this year. He could have helped a number of teams. It was a surprise to me that he got all the way to the Cubs. And again, you know, that's a great fit for them. It allows them to kind of go offense, defense with him and Addison Russell. Gives them that extra lefty bat off the bench in the playoffs. This is what you get. You got a high-quality front office making good moves.
I think most people called the American League East a while ago, but all of a sudden Boston's lead is down to 6.5, still pretty healthy. But should the Red Sox feel any heat?
Now, there's enough head-to-head games between the Red Sox and Yankees that as long as the Yankees keep it within, you know, 6-7 games, they've got a puncher's chance. Remember, this all started when the Red Sox swept the Yankees a couple of weeks ago to stretch their lead to 9 games. So those head-to-head games, you know, the product of the unbalanced schedule, certainly keep the Yankees in it. You know, the Yankees have really suffered a lot of injuries. And for them to be this close, being down Judge, being down Gregorius and Sanchez and CeCe Sabathia for a little while, you know, very impressive work. I think you got to give Aaron Boone a lot of credit in his first year. And again, because of the way the playoffs are structured now, as long as it's a 5 or 6 game lead, you got to take that seriously. Whereas in 2011, the Yankees and Rays, at least 2010, the Yankees and Rays just took the last 2 months off because they were both going into the playoffs. These teams have to try to win the division.
Yeah, only one team I think can really take quote-unquote off, and that's the Cleveland Indians. They've had a few issues as far as injuries are concerned, but do you think that will – the fact they got a 13-game lead right now helps or hurts the Indians?
I think it helps them. You know, Trevor Bauer had the injury. He'll probably come back the last 2 weeks of the season. He'll be eased back in. I think you'd expect him to start game two of the playoffs. To me, the Indians on October 4th, we're going to look up and go, oh, this is still a really good baseball team. Because we've kind of forgotten about them all year. It's a terrible division. As you say, they've had issues with depth. They've had issues with that bullpen in particular. But when you start Kluber, Bauer, Carrasco in a best of five, when you have Hand, Miller, Adam Simer in that bullpen, you know, we'll see if Cody Allen can get it together. He's been really problematic this year. When you've got that two of the best players in baseball in Francisco Lindor and Jose Ramirez, it's not a deep team, but the top 10 roster spots will go up against anybody.
National League wild card incredibly close. 5 teams within 2.5 games. St. Louis, Milwaukee, Colorado, Philly, and the Dodgers, as of today anyway. But which of those teams do you not want to have them advance very far?
Well, at the start of the year, I had the Cardinals and Brewers in the wild card game, so I guess I should stick to them. But I also had the Nationals and Dodgers winning their divisions, and that's not really the case right now. I look at the Dodgers' recent struggles as being entirely about that bullpen. They had some injury issues. They came into the year with some depth problems. And they traded for John Axford. He got hurt. Kenley Jansen had the heartbeat issue in Denver. Came off the DL and started serving up home runs like it was his job. So the bullpen has cost them a lot of close games, and of course, cost them in the standings. On a talent-for-talent level, though, now they still got the best run differential in the National League. They still got the best core talent. If you look at Kershaw, Machado, Bellinger, their top guys, I still like them to win that division, and I do expect the two NL Central teams to end up in that wild card game.
Who would the Cubs rather see? I mean, Cardinals-Cubs rivalry, I think, you know, trumps everything right there. But if the Cubs do hang on to win the Central, they'd much rather see the Brewers, wouldn't they?
Well, Brewers are such a thin pitching staff at this point. There really is no number one starter. You could argue there's no number two starter there. It's a lot of middling guys. They lost Brent Suter. It looks like Jimmy Nelson's going to be out for the year now. I think they expected for much of the year that by the time they got to August and September, Nelson would be back on the mound for them. So that really cost them at the front of the rotation. They're kind of faking that rotation. And they'd have to burn, you know, whoever you want to call the number one starter is, you know, Yolish Chacin or somebody in that playoff game. I think the real key for the Brewers is that their bullpen looks like it's starting to wear down. Hader hasn't been the same guy for a couple months now. You know, Corey Knebel never really got it together this year. So the lack of pitching depth is really a problem for them. I think they would be one of the weaker teams in the brackets. If you start, you know, let's say Cubs, Braves, Dodgers, I think that any of those teams would probably rather play the Phillies and maybe the Brewers, even given that good Brewers offense than some of the other candidates.
I saw Scherzer and Nola going to match up today, and it got me to wondering, not only in the National League, but the American League, which Cy Young race is better? There's a lot of good pitchers. They're not going to get a sniff.
I kind of given it up for Sale, and now Sale basically taking a lot of time off here at the end of the year gives other pitchers a chance to close it down on him. Trevor Bauer, of course, going on the DL takes him out of it. I thought Corey Kluber might be able to make a run here, but Kluber's got knocked around. Remember last year, Kluber took it away from Sale with a fantastic run down the stretch. So those are your candidates in the AL. In the NL, DeGrom, Scherzer, Nola. You know, Statheads, we were having a conversation the other day. Aaron Nola looks really good when you look at it through some of the advanced stats prisms, because that Philly defense is so bad, it bolsters his already good numbers. You got Scherzer on his way to another strikeout title. You got Jacob DeGrom, who I think 10 years ago we would have been having a fight about, because he might end up as the best pitcher in the league with like a 10-9 record. Now I don't think that's as controversial as it would have been, say, a decade ago.
Is Lester in that conversation in the National League?
I don't think so. You know, he really got knocked around for a couple months there. He's well behind those three guys, both whether you look at more traditional stats or you look at advanced stats.
Okay.
Yeah. Just to satisfy my own curiosity here a little bit, I will say the Chicago White Sox have had a 20-17 record since the All-Star break. It looked like it's can we say that the transformation maybe is starting to take root a little bit for White Sox fans out there?
No question. I got asked the other day, you know, where are the White Sox? And I said, next year will be the year before the year. If you think about where the Braves were this year, the Braves were supposed to be a 500 team and then next year contend. I think you look at the White Sox next year, you know, Jimenez should be up all year. Kopech should be up all year. Some of that depth starts to come through. Yoan Moncada with a full year under his belt. I think next year they can push 500. And given the softness of that division, you know, they could be last year's Twins, where all of a sudden they can just get to 85 wins. They're actually a contender. And then in 2020, I think you look at the White Sox and maybe even be the favorite in that division.
Interesting.
It's going to be a good staff.
Enormous amount of talent. Enormous.
Yeah.
Well, Kopech has been very good in his first two starts. No doubt.
It's actually, the first one got rained out, and there was even a lot of excitement about that two-inning start because he showed such incredible stuff. And we've been waiting on him for a while. I think depending on how many innings he pitches this year, whether he'll be eligible or not. But if he's eligible, he'll be the front runner for Rookie of the Year next year.
Carlos Rodon, though, has pitched in anonymity and has pitched brilliantly this year for the White Sox.
Yeah, I've been waiting for him to come since he was at North Carolina State. And it's been an up-and-down career so far, command issues, injury issues. This has really been a good run for him. He had a good start last night against the Yankees. I still like him as a mid-rotation guy. Somebody who used to be with the White Sox, you think about Gio Gonzalez and the kind of career path he had where it took him a while to get going, and then he had a 3 or 4 year stretch where he was really good. I think Rodon can be like the number two, number three on that good White Sox team in a couple of years.
Regional sports networks good for baseball?
Well, I mean, if you're a baseball fan, you get to watch 150 games a year of your favorite team. I grew up, you know, the Yankees might be on WPIX 65 times, and the radio, you know, this is the late 70s, I'd be listening to, you know, Frank Messer and Bill White on the radio. So I think the fact that every game is televised now is largely an RSN thing. So, yeah, I think it is a good thing. I do think, you know, we make the argument that how much longer are RSNs going to be driving the revenue train? I think a lot of these contracts, you know, they do run for a while, but at what point are teams going to say, hey, look, it's cheaper for us to keep our rights and do everything through MLB.com? I think we're probably a generation away from that, but I think the future of cable is probably a discussion that exceeds our ability to kind of have it here today.
I think there's the streaming issue is yet to be resolved too, don't you think?
I do, and you know, certainly talking to people in Cedar Rapids, the blackout issue is an enormous one. I think eventually blackouts exist to protect the rights of the RSNs because that's where all the money's coming from right now. But you're talking about fans in some places that don't have access to the games of, you know, 6-7 teams, even though they're cannot possibly be considered a candidate to go watch those teams. So I think that's one of the things baseball's got to look to do here over the next 5 or 6 years. Fans are no longer, all you're doing with the blackouts is alienating customers.
Yeah, right. You're right. And if you want to help the game grow especially, you got to get rid of that situation. And yeah, we're like the epicenter of it here.
Yeah.
We are, very much so. Before I let you go here, Joe, you kind of maybe gave the answer a little bit ago, but Braves or Phillies, you think, wins in the National League East?
Well, up until about 15 minutes ago, I was saying the Nationals, so take this with a grain of salt now. I still think the Nationals could make a run here, but look what the Braves got this year out of Newcomb and Foltynewicz, and that's going to be the difference for them. They got a level of pitching out of the middle of that staff that I had no reason to believe they would get, and that could win them the division. They also have all this young pitching coming through now, so that when they've got to start managing the innings of those guys, they've got the kid from the other day, the 20-year-old, I'm going to like his name, Wilson. And you've got, you know, Ian Anderson coming through the system. He used Soroka, he got hurt. The pitching depth there has been phenomenal. So I think that's going to be what helps them hold on to the division.
All right, sounds good. And appreciate all the information, Joe. And thank you very much. Read the newsletter, everybody. And check him out on Twitter as well. We look forward to talking to you down the road, Joe, and have a great night.
Thanks, fellas.
Joe Sheehan joining us here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, talking Major League Baseball, the Joe Sheehan Baseball Newsletter. Check it out. It's very, very good. I like that. Up until 15 minutes ago, I was still liking the Washington Nationals to win the National League Eastern Division.
Braves with a little separation now, 3.5 up.
Little bit. But still, it's wide open. The National League, other than the American League Central, which is over. By the way, the Orioles and the Royals have officially been eliminated from playoff contention. So, our friend Cal Eldred, I'm sorry. But, at any rate, a lot of teams still alive as far as looking at October. And I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, and we mentioned that National League wild card race, which is, man, throw a blanket over five teams and see how it shakes out.
Yep. We'll take a break. Come back. We're going to talk about what happened today in Iowa City. A little information that came out from the Iowa Football News Conference number one. And it's all coming up here on the Gym Class. Back with more after this.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out.
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, game changers. Makes me think of Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Finally, a simple, efficient way to quote home insurance. Let's go to Colin, who will now try to say something.
Okay, first of all, are you kidding? Never in my life. Okay, when you see stuff like this, look, I'm not the only one who thinks this, although everybody says I am.
Well said, Colin. Well said.
Get right to the point with Home Quote Explorer. It's a game changer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Defend your vehicle from harmful elements and restore shine with Armor All Original Protectant. For a limited time, O'Reilly Auto Parts has a great deal on a 16-ounce bottle of Armor All Protectant for $4.99. Renew, revitalize, and protect your vehicle with Armor All Protectant. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back in the Gym Class here on a Tuesday at KGYM. Chris Liss of rotowire.com to answer your fantasy football questions. That'll be coming up tomorrow. That is brought to you by Imon Communications. Also brought to you by Imon Communications, our KGYM knockout pool, backed by popular demand. Now we will have, this is an NFL knockout pool, by the way, not college football, so we still have over a week, and we are going to hopefully have that up for you on the website, kgymradio.com, today. We're hoping, keeping our fingers crossed, there will be a link for you to sign up, and just follow the link, follow the directions. And you can sign up. Big thanks to Imon Communications for helping us out with that. We do appreciate it. Our winner at the end of the year is going to pick up a great prize pack, which I believe includes a $500 cash prize and a brand new recliner for you to enjoy your football in. Is that proper English?
No, but that's okay.
Okay. A recliner.
In which you can enjoy the game.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're supposed to jump in there at any time there, newspaper guy. You'll be sitting in a recliner. That's a beautiful recliner. That's what we're trying to get the point across here. And you can sign up for that at our website at kgymradio.com. We do also have on the website a poll question for you. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, located on behind Taco John's and First Avenue Southeast, right next to the Home Depot. And by the way, speaking of Emil's, the proud sponsor of the Pick Six, Dave will be here on Thursday to help pick. And looking forward to that. That'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll come up about 3:40, and you'll have a chance to win each week a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway, our great friends out there on First Avenue Southeast. You mentioned the poll question at kgymradio.com. We asked you yesterday about the Big 12 football race. Today, who wins the Big 10 football championship? Here are the choices: Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, Michigan State, Wisconsin, Iowa, or other. If you like the Fighting Illini, vote other. Go ahead and vote,
sure.
KGYMradio.com.
You bet. If you would like that, vote for Illinois. Go ahead and vote, KGYMradio.com. We will let you know how that is playing out throughout local programming today. Twins coming up tonight. That will be at 7 o'clock. We'll join up with the Twins and the Cleveland Indians coming your way from Cleveland. And look forward to that series tonight and I believe tomorrow night as well, that they'll have it. No Thursday night football this week here on KGYM. Back on Friday night with a pair of games for you on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. It'll be Linmar at 9th rated Kennedy. And on the South Gym, 2-1-0 teams going at it. It'll be Fairfield going up against Clear Creek Amana. And the South Gym will have an Enjoy a Tailgate Tour from Tiffin coming up on Friday evening beginning at 3 o'clock. Zach Mackey and Gary Fickle will be down there.
We're going to begin our tour next week, right?
Next week.
Yeah.
On Friday at Linmar. We'll start off at Linmar for Linmar and Jeff on that particular night. Mm-hmm. So looking forward to that. Go ahead and vote KGYMradio.com. Who wins the Big Ten football championship? Today, speaking of the Big Ten, Kirk Ferentz meeting the media for the first time, I guess, as far as game week is concerned, down in Iowa City. And you know that depth chart we talked about yesterday? As far as the punting position is concerned, it's Colton Rastetter. It is not Gersonde as your starting punter. They had it reversed. That was one of the bigger stories that came out today in Iowa City.
I think you're going to see both.
I think you'll see both
but,
as well.
That's the way it shook out today. And Kyle Mann, our producer, working on audio clips for not only us, but the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn coming up. Players and Kirk Ferentz met the media today. Among the headlines, four players have been put on scholarship. Dalton Ferguson, who is going to get his first career start at tackle this weekend, he is on scholarship now, in addition to wide receiver Kyle Gronewig, tight end Nate Weeding, and fullback Austin Kelly. So a lot of hard work paying off for those young men. Kirk Ferentz indicating four or five true freshmen will play in the opener. We'll see if that's taking advantage of the four-game rule or whether these guys are really ready to step in. And it appears they are because two or three, four of them maybe in the two deep right now. Indications are that Levi Paulson will be in a tackle rotation situation with Mark Kellenberger and Dalton Ferguson, unless both play lights out, and then probably Paulson will find himself on the sidelines more time than not. But indications are that he would be in a three-man rotation there to try to combat Northern Illinois' defense. And finally, the media got a tour of the North End Zone project, which is not complete yet.
Nope.
But if you've seen pictures, video, it looks brilliant.
It does look great. looks a lot more. The two things you'll notice about the north end zone are a lot more leg room, and the area, and I'm not sure what they're going to be calling it, the box, luxury box area, is not going to be open this fall. The seating will be open and ready to go this fall, and Kinnick will drop as far as attendance capacity a little bit is concerned. But I think everyone in the north end zone is going to be much more comfortable. Mm-hmm. Let's just put it that way. The other thing you'll notice is the pitch is much steeper in the north end zone. So perhaps keep that in mind if you're looking at, you know, if you have maybe you take an elderly person to a game, et cetera, whatever, in the future, north end zone pitch is a little bit more than the rest of Kinnick Stadium. And that's kind of the goes hand in hand with construction of stadiums now. They're give you a little bit more leg room, a little more room, but they are much more pitched than they used to be. So
I'd be interested to see throughout the season the noise level, whether it would be raised, will it be about the same? I would think it'd be just a tad louder because the stadium is more enclosed now, but we'll see. By the way, about 2,500 tickets are still available for the opener, Iowa announced. As far as the next three games after that, only single seats are available for Iowa State, UNI, and Wisconsin.
Very true. Very true. And by the way, we have for you coming up once again this year, Before the Boom, our Hawkeye pregame show, 2 hours prior to the kickoff on our FM frequencies, 107.5 FM, the North Gym, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym. We will have our pregame show, Before the Boom. A little bit of a change this year. We are going to have take everything. We're really going to consolidate, try to get as much information as we can on Saturdays after the game, and then bring it to you all in a great big package with a bow on Monday. For example, we have Mike Halas. There'll be John Walters covering the Cyclones, as he did yesterday, as far as the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. They will have Hawkeye Insiders coming up on Monday as well. And we're going to really dig in depth on Mondays, really with a big shovel, and take apart Iowa State and UNI.
Plenty of audio.
Plenty of audio as well. So we will have that for you in lieu of our right after the game post-game show this year. So that's the way we will attack it coming up in 2018. Great football games coming up this weekend. I mean, just a bevy of terrific ones. And we've got many of them here on KGYM for you. The Auburn-Washington game we will have Saturday afternoon for you. And that will be at 1:30 with the pregame, 2:30 with the kickoff. That will start off in all three at 5 o'clock, 1600 a.m. will break away. We'll have Iowa State, South Dakota State, course, on 1600 a.m. at 5 o'clock. 7 o'clock that night, UNI at Montana to take on the Grizz over in Missoula. Tough opener on the road for Mark Farley and the Panthers, but we'll have it for you on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Then we've got Sunday night and Monday night college football for you. I love it. That's what makes this first weekend so much fun, the Labor Day weekend. You go from Thursday night through Monday night as far as college football is concerned. So you hit it running. I love it. It's great. Some Big Ten games, including a Big Ten opener on Thursday night. One of our picks in the pick six, the Emil's Hideaway pick six. We'll dig into that coming up on Thursday. We've got for you on Sunday night the Miami Hurricanes and the LSU Tigers at 5:30 for you. That will be on all three of our frequencies. And then on Monday night, we will have for you on the FMs at 6:30, the game between Virginia Tech and Florida State to open up the ACC schedule. Pretty big one in the ACC to kick things off. So a lot of good football. And then, of course, a week from Thursday, we will start the NFL season with Atlanta at Philadelphia. The defending champions will host the Falcons.
It's what we've been waiting for, right?
Boy, did you think in May we were we'd ever get to football season? Now it's running rampant to get here.
No, the old observation that after the 4th of July, summer disappears in a hurry, and therefore football gets in here in a hurry as well. And can't wait for all our programming and play-by-play that we'll have Check it out, KGYMradio.com.
Yep, some good stuff. And we will have all the information for the knockout pool brought to you by Imon up there. And like I said, if it's not today, it will definitely be tomorrow. We'll take a break, come back, talk some more with you on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. So stay with us. More to come right after this.
This Friday is Game of Thrones night at the Colonel's. The first 1,000 fans will receive a free Colonel Stein when they arrive early. We will have a George R.R. Martin look-alike contest, as well as a best dress contest for fans to enter. Following the game, fans can enjoy our final fireworks show of the year. Visit colonels.com for game times and to order tickets. And party at the park with the Colonel's.
Every journey starts with a single step. On your retirement journey, make sure your first step is finding Medicare Supplement Insurance with Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We want you to find answers to all your questions about Medicare. Go to wellmark.com/Medicare today and get your free Medicare Matters guide or find a local expert to talk to. Then, let the journey begin. Wellmark. Must reside in the service area of the plan. Wellmark Medicare Supplement Insurance plans are not connected with or endorsed by any government agency.
Getting on top of the pile of moving toward a better life for you and your family starts by making better money. Working nights means your days are free, so no daycare costs. And if one of the kids needs you to take him to the doctor at 10 a.m., you don't have to take time off to do it, and you'll have excellent health insurance too. That's what working at PMX can do for you. They're paying over $17 an hour, and they're hiring right now. Learn more at ipmx.com.
It's Smart Rock Pyramid!
Lemonheads, raspberries,
food, fruits,
meatloaf, sugarloaf,
things on a buffet,
strawberry alarm clock,
artists you hear on Smart FM,
police, wings,
military,
traffic,
the airports,
cars,
more artists you hear on Smart FM,
toothpaste, apple, chicken, light bulbs,
this is just your shopping list?
Smart Rock on Smart FM, 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Back at 3:50 here on the Gym Class on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3. Coming up, Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. The full crew is back for the program. They'll be on from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock today. Iowa State, by the way, before we get to the Cyclones, congratulations to the Cedar Rapids Colonels as they made the playoffs last night with the victory over the Kane County Cougars, sixth straight year, and surprisingly, I think, the first time in Cedar Rapids franchise history going back to the 1800s that a Cedar Rapids baseball team has made the postseason six consecutive seasons, which coincides with the six seasons that the Minnesota Twins have been an affiliate of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. So congratulations to the front office, on-field staff, and everybody involved with Colonels baseball.
Maybe not so surprising. Heck, I was around when the Astros were the affiliation. They weren't going to win any titles, let alone five in a row. So, no, great accomplishment. Great, credit to the Minnesota Twins. I mean, we've talked about it. Three number one draft picks playing for the club this year. One currently, and good managerial job by Toby Gardenhier.
Yep.
We'll see how the playoffs go. I mean, in the Eastern Division, there's two teams going to get in with losing records. I think the Western Division is a lot more competitive, but right now Cedar Rapids with the best record in the second half. So it's a good team.
It is, and it looks as though Cedar Rapids probably will match up with Peoria in the first round. They were the runners-up in the first half of the Midwest League. Believe that's still how they work it. So that would be the Peoria Chiefs for a best of three. And anything can happen in a best of three. Colonels at home tonight as they welcome in Burlington. All right, Iowa State came out with their men's non-conference basketball schedule. Honk, if you've heard this before. Aside from one game, the second half of a home-and-home that was put together a few years ago, It's about like any other Power 5 non-conference home basketball schedule. Cyclones will start off on Tuesday, November the 6th, when they take on the Hornets of Alabama State, who I believe are coming in for a twofer with Iowa and Iowa State. Then the rematch with Missouri. Iowa State went down there last year for the opener. It will be the second game of the year this year. And like I said, that's the jewel of the home non-conference schedule by a mile, but probably not going to happen in the future because you just don't have those games in a home-and-home setting put together anymore. And it's a shame, but that's just the way it goes. Iowa State then goes to the Maui Invitational. Remember that this year, Iowa State will take on Arizona in a first-round game, a quarterfinal at Maui. And that will be coming up on Monday, November the 19th. Then they play either Gonzaga or Illinois. Gonzaga. And then we'll play their third game on Wednesday, November the 21st, before coming home back to the mainland. Omaha, followed by North Dakota State for Iowa State. And then at Iowa on Thursday, December the 6th. But then a game against Southern at home, the Hy-Vee Classic versus Drake. Eastern Illinois on Friday, December the 21st. And then in end of January, they'll be on the road for the SEC Big 12 Challenge. They go down to Oxford and take on Ole Miss. So,
another big tilt in there, Maui on the mainland before they go to Maui.
Oh, Texas against, Southern.
Oh, yeah, Texas
Southern.
I forgot
about Texas Southern.
Yeah.
Who have been to the state of Iowa many, many times. It is what it is. Everyone can complain about Iowa and Iowa State's non-conference basketball schedule, but this is the way it is in 2018 and 2019. I don't like it either. I don't like it either. I like when you play teams like Iowa State playing Missouri this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, that was put together back and not going to happen, I don't think, in the future. You're going to play them in a neutral site. You're going to play them in one of the non-conference tournament settings. And then you're going to play basically a bunch of cupcakes for the most part. That's just the way it is in 2018, 2019.
It's okay. It's not a great home schedule by any means, aside from that Missouri game. Plenty of great games in the Big 12 at home, that's for sure, but you're going to have that every year. Not a killer schedule by any means. I don't even know if it's a great schedule, but it is what it is, and it's not unlike a lot of programs across the country.
No, you're right. You're right. Now, there are exceptions. There are exceptions. Tom Izzo at Michigan State, they put together a very, very daunting schedule. But again, a lot of those are at neutral sites and what have you. Kansas will put together some neutral site games, play some biggies. And like I said, there are teams, but you don't get many of the home and homes like you used to. You know, you used to have Michigan, UCLA getting together every year, things like that. I remember that from days gone by.
Iowa State also announcing today an NBA exhibition game.
That was Jamie Pollard's big announcement
today.
Yeah,
kind of a letdown, wasn't it? But October 7th, Milwaukee Bucks and the Minnesota Timberwolves will get together. And that's the night of October 7th.
Yeah, so he gets to see the Greek Freak, at least for a few minutes.
Maybe,
at Hilton Coliseum coming up that night. But, it'll be a...
Cedar Rapids had one about 2, 3, 4 years ago, something like that?
Oh, I think it was more than that.
Was it?
I think it was longer than that. Yeah. It may have even been 8 or 9 or 10 years ago.
That was Milwaukee. Was it Milwaukee, Minnesota?
It was Minnesota.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, somebody suffered a torn ACL on the old horrible court that the U.S. Cellular Center had, and we haven't seen the NBA
had another
come back.
Game, no.
We have a new court. We have a new court. Again, Kirk Ferentz meeting the media, and Kyle's working on that right now. Audio coming up during the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That'll be coming your way from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock here this evening. And Mike Schilt getting a 3-year deal to become the permanent manager of the St. Louis Cardinals. More on that coming up with Todd and Alex here in just a little bit. I got to say, I'm with Joe Sheehan. I am a little shocked by that because, yes, he has come in, done a terrific job. Cardinals playing very good baseball right now, but it is early in the regime. very early. But they like what they see with him.
Yeah, the Cardinals have done very well under his leadership, but I for one, thought they might evaluate that at the end of the season.
Thought they would as well. Go to KGYMRadio.com, vote in the Eagles Hideaway poll question as well. Who wins the Big Ten football championship? Go ahead and vote at KGYMRadio.com. Right now, four different teams are getting love. Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan State, and Wisconsin. So go ahead and vote at KGYMRadio.com. Hope you enjoyed it. Back tomorrow at 3. Todd and Alex are next.
It's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales Event. The last chance to find an incredible deal on the